It is now mainstream news that disease rates in this country and around the world are absolutely skyrocketing, specifically with mental illness. And reports have shown that about 50% of all of us are going to be diagnosed with a mental illness some point in our lives. And what that means is Big Pharma is making money. But specifically, there is a root cause for all of this mental illness. And we're going to talk about what no one has talked about before. The studies are out there. We can do the research for ourselves and find out about it. But the mainstream has not yet correlated this key link to why you're losing gut bacteria and how that is literally driving you insane. And there's no reason why the mainstream media isn't reporting on it, but it's been found now how the government-approved system, the big agricultural system, the biotech industry, is literally making you insane. And we're going to talk about how to reverse it. So I'm here with Dr. Group, who's been looking at this issue for over 20 years, and we're going to talk about it specifically and what you can do to reverse these effects. Dr. Group, let's talk about gut bacteria, Roundup, GMOs, and what's going on. So let's talk specifically about the role of gut bacteria first and foremost.
The role of gut bacteria is probably the most important part in the human body. If you look at the soil is composed of bacteria that produce different types of nutrients and vitamins. It's composed of worms in a perfect scenario. There's a symbiotic relationship between the earth and the body. You know, the body is 90% water, the earth is 90% water. And the earth contains nutrients and minerals, the body contains nutrients and minerals. So what's really happening when you look at all the diseases today is you have to take it even a step further and look at where is the food coming from, whether it's if you're eating meat and it's coming from animals, what do they eat? Well, they eat from the ground, supposedly. But when you have genetically modified crops and you're feeding animals, pumping them full of antibiotics, and you're feeding them non-natural things and they're not allowed to eat from the earth, that becomes a whole different scenario. So getting back to the gut bacteria and how important it is, first you have to look at the soil content. Right now we have excessive air pollution and toxins, mercury, aluminum in the air. We have acid rains coming down onto the soil. So the soil is dying. And if the soil dies, the probiotics in the soil, then they're ultimately not going to get in the animals which people eat, and they're not going to get into the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the seeds and all the grains that people end up consuming. Not only that, but people are washing their vegetables, washing the meat, everything, to kill the natural probiotics. So if you have an organic garden, if you have the proper soil probiotics, then you're going to have the proper nutrients in your system. But if you consume excess coffee, if you consume excess alcohol, you eat excess meat, which is acidic, you're taking in genetically modified foods, you're taking in acidic beverages, energy drinks, different types of artificial drinks, artificial sweeteners, MSG, microwaved food, cooked food that's contaminated, then ultimately what you're doing is you're killing off the soil in your body, which lines your intestinal tract, just like the soil of the earth lines the earth. So the same thing is actually happening in the human body right now. And if you take that away, then you're going to get holes in your intestinal lining, leaky gut syndrome, and you're going to start getting all these things absorbed into the system. You're going to be nutrient deficient, ultimately leading to one of the many disease processes that we're facing today.
So it's a two-step process, and that's what's really important to understand. First, they're depleting the soil, depleting the crops of probiotic bacteria because they're not tilling it properly. They're destroying it overall. But really what I think it is Monsanto's Roundup, the glyphosate. Because if you think about it, glyphosate is patented and registered as an antibiotic. And that's the key. It's really a two-step process because they're depleting the soil of the probiotic bacteria that we need. They're depleting it in all of the crops. And specifically, they're not tilling the fields and all that stuff. They're not letting it rest and everything that we've been doing for thousands of years. But I think the number one key is Monsanto's Roundup with glyphosate in it. Because if you look at the patent, Monsanto owns the patent for glyphosate, which is used in Roundup. It's actually registered as, sure, an herbicide, but also mainly an antibiotic. And what do antibiotics do? They kill beneficial bacteria. So it's a two-step process. And then you're eating crops which are sprayed with Roundup, So you're eating antibiotics all the time, and then you're drinking the alcohol. Then you're taking the genuine pharmaceutical antibiotics. And what all this is doing, it's in a culmination. You know, isn't it just a culmination of a biological attack on your body? And I just want to reference one key piece, one study I want everyone to look up, the piece from UCLA. Changing gut bacteria through diet affects brain function, UCLA study shows. This is from May 28, 2013. And I know we talked a long time ago. You've known this since, I guess, the 80s or 90s. You've already known this for a long time, but now the UCLA is actually looking into it. And it says UCLA researchers now have the first evidence that bacteria ingested in food can affect brain function in humans. The first evidence. Yeah, right. It's been known for a long time. An early proof of concept study of healthy women, they found that women who regularly consumed beneficial bacteria known as probiotics through yogurt showed altered brain function, both while in a resting state and in response to an emotional task. So what's going on is these women in the study who have beneficial probiotic bacteria in their guts are responding to things differently at a base level. But then once they get really depleted, in response to the task, these women had a decrease in the engagement of widespread network in the brain that includes emotion, cognition, and sensory related areas. The women in the other two groups showed a stable or increased activity. So without the beneficial gut bacteria, your brain is sending signals throughout your gut and your body, and they're not working properly. Literally, and you can look at Science Daily too, you're causing mental illness when you don't have a proper gut flora relationship. Isn't that true? And that's why everyone, I believe, is seeing increased rates of mental illness, because they're destroying their bodies with every single thing they're doing on a daily basis and the Roundup, and then Monsanto's sitting back calling us quacks.
You're exactly right. And I've been studying gut health for years and years and years. And every time I try to go into a different direction, it always brings me back to gut health.
And
whether you study fluoride,
long, right?
Whether you study GMOs, whether you study gluten, mineral deficiency, vitamin deficiency, it doesn't matter. Every single negative health complaint or symptom or disease, including cancer, you can track back to gut health. That's why it's so important that people take care of their gut health and eliminate the toxins in their life. Breathe clean air, drink clean water. Another thing that the gut needs a lot of is clean water, and people are not putting that amount into their system. So you have to think of it like growing your own organic garden inside of your body. And how you do that is eliminate all the things that are going to cause harm in your gut. And it's as simple as keeping your gut cleansed with an oxygen-based cleanser like Oxy Powder on a regular basis and using a good probiotic supplement to keep those probiotic organisms working for you in your body and fighting off any of the negative bacterial organisms. A lot of people have an overgrowth of candida in their gut, a yeast, and they have worms or they have parasites. And all of those things attack the host mechanism when there's an imbalance in the system. And the medical practitioners do not address gut health because they know that one of the easiest ways to repair health in the body and to boost the immune system, it's been shown that 70% of your immune system is in the gut. Your appendix rules your whole body. It tells your endocrine system what to do, your neurological system what to do. Fix the gut, fix the body. That's the solution.
And then they don't know that they have candida, they have worms, or they have mega parasites in their body. They just feel bloated all day. They can't digest their food. I mean, I've battled candida for a long time. Once you realize what it is, then you can go in and actually systematically affect the solution. But I think the key thing is that doctors now are realizing this. I mean, you've realized it for 30 years now. But I've gone to the mainstream doctors and they're even saying, hey, you know, you might want to check if you have candida and all of this, because it's becoming so clear with these studies. The thing that I don't like about these studies is they act like it's some type of revolutionary new secret that your gut is actually important. Of course it's important. Of course gut flora is so essential. We've known that for thousands of years. That's why we treat the crops the way we do. We treat the soil the way we do. We just didn't know thousands of years ago that it was these little microorganisms that were fueling our body in every way and giving us energy and life. We just thought, you know, if we let the soil rest for a while and regrow its magical properties, then we can have better crops. We've known it for so long. Now the science just says, oh, that's phooey. And then, oh, actually, did you know probiotics are actually good for you? This revolutionary new study, it's hilarious. So how long have you been saying this before this was even come out in 2013?
Oh, well, I was studying manuscripts from ancient Egyptians, and you can look in any biblical text or any type of religious text, and they all talk about the importance of the gut, and that's why they would go on fast for a certain amount of time. Still, some cultures today fast one day a week on water. There's been studies that show that just one day out of the week, if you fast on water, supports probiotic growth, friendly probiotic growth in your bowel. But if you constantly kill all those bacteria off, look at the water supply, okay? The public water supply, it's got fluoride, it's got chlorine, it's got arsenic in it, it's got medications residue in it. Just drinking, going to a restaurant or going to a coffee shop and getting the latte that you want to drink every single day, the chemicals in that alone will kill off the gut bacteria.
Well, so, you know why they say sodium fluoride's good topically, which it's not, is because it kills the bad bacteria in your teeth. Well, when you swallow it, what bacteria do you think it's killing in your gut? And then they have antibiotics in the water supply because everyone's on all these pills, and then you're drinking that all day long. So let's talk about solutions. Let's narrow down a few key solutions that you think are essential to reigniting gut flora. What are they?
Solutions is switch to an organic diet, number one. You want to reduce the amount of toxins that you're putting into your system on a regular basis. Solution number two, give up all the beverages that you put inside your system except for water. The body doesn't need anything else but water except for during the breastfeeding time when you're a baby and you breastfeed. After that, the only thing the body wants and needs is pure, clean water. And that doesn't mean tap water from the city. That means either distilled water or filtered water. Get a filter that filters out the fluoride.
And here's a tip too. Filtered water by FDA meanings doesn't mean anything. Purified water does.
Right, right. I recommend distilled water. And here's another tip. This is a tip number three, is use organic raw apple cider vinegar. It has bacteria in it already. It has live enzymes in it. Make sure it doesn't get heated. It has the mother in it. It's a very inexpensive way to help repair your gut with just water, good food. And the next thing is take good supplementation. You know, vitamin B, iodine helps repair the gut, oxy powder cleaning it out on a regular basis, providing excess oxygen into the gut tissue, taking good probiotic blends, the ones that are refrigerated that have at least 15 to 20 different probiotic blends in them, take those on a regular basis, eliminate the high fructose corn syrup that you're bringing in, that also has a negative effect on the gut bacteria. Looking at your whole lifestyle, you know, everybody's different. Everybody lives in different environments. If you can focus on your gut and nurture your gut as if you were growing your own plant or raising your own child and put that much love and energy into your gut, and then your gut will thank you for it. You're going to spend more money every time you're sick and gas going back and forth to the hospital, paying the doctor's bills. You know, now you have to worry about this whole Obamacare thing where you're going to be fined if you don't sign up on the system. Health care, like true health care, is really not that expensive. You could take a pinch of Himalayan crystal salt and get 84 different vitamins and nutrients out of that. A jar of organic apple cider vinegar that'll last you 2 or 3 months is only going to cost you $3. You know, just don't buy a pair of those shoes or something like that this month and start putting a little bit more love and energy into your own gut, and it'll thank you for it.
You know, everyone's always asking how to bolster their immune system, and specifically whether it's the flu or Ebola or whatever, everyone's freaking out saying, how do I do it right now? What's the answer? It always comes down to gut health. So the main line of defense overall is to give your body what it needs. And in the case of probiotics, I think it's, and Dr. Group would agree, one of the most essential important things to start regrowing in your body. And what's fun to me is that you can do it naturally. You can go home and eat fermented foods, or you can just stop drinking garbage every day like Coca-Cola, or you can stop buying pesticide-ridden antibiotic, because that's what Roundup is. Monsanto's number one selling herbicide is actually an antibiotic by patent. Stop putting that into your body and recreate your system, and you'll notice your skin changes, your digestion changes. Every single thing about your body is going to change in a way that could be extremely drastic. And we've already gotten multiple people saying it's working for them. So I encourage you to take control of your own health, because the government is not going to show you how to do it. and your classically trained MD who gets 4 hours of nutrition classes and would be hard pressed to even know what a probiotic is in many cases. Unfortunately, I know many of them who are good people, but it's true. So take control of your own health and look at the research, look at the connection, and stop letting the government approved agriculture system make you insane.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.